Music that everyone loves best. WBBX, Kingston.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
It's time for the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spake, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. And here's your evangelist, Brother David.
Good morning, everybody. If you have a need for something today, or if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to give or donate items and to satisfy some of the needs that are coming in, you can call 882-7360. Now, there's someone there right now that can answer that call, but if you call anytime during the week and leave a message, it's all right, it's my home phone, I'll get that call and I'll return it just as quick as I can. Now, I want to get right into the message today, and it's entitled Seeking the Kingdom of God. Now, I'll be speaking mostly today to the Christians because I feel there's a need that needs to be satisfied there. I know when I was a young Christian, people would tell me, you know, you need to seek the kingdom of God. The worldly things can wait, or you don't even really need them at all. You need to seek the kingdom of God first, because all these things will be added unto you. And that's found in Luke chapter 12 and verse 31. But rather, Jesus said, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, I want to speak today because for a long time I did not know what the kingdom of God was, believe that or not, and I'm sure that once I tell you that what it is, and I show to you in the Bible what the kingdom of God really is, that a few Christians out there might be a little surprised. But I want to tell you today, I don't want to scare anybody, I just want to tell you today that it is, I want to make this very clear, it is the Father's will, and it's His Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God. Oh yes, my friends, God wants to give you the kingdom. And when you find out what it is, you're going to find out really why God wants to give you the kingdom. Now, when Jesus was here on earth, he often said to the people he talked to that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. And he sent his apostles out and his prophets and his teachers to tell the people that the kingdom of God had come nigh unto them. It was very, very close. But they still didn't understand. And many people had their doubts and they had their questions. And that was really apparent of the Pharisees of that day, the priests that administered the old law, the law of Moses, to the people. And a lot of times they would come and question Jesus about some of the things that he taught. And one Pharisee in Mark chapter 12 and verse 32, one Pharisee even asked Jesus what he thought the greatest commandments from the Mosaic law, from the old law, what the greatest commandments were. And Jesus answered, he said, to love God with all your heart,
and to love thy neighbor as thyself are the two greatest laws. And I was taught as a child that those were the golden rules, and I don't doubt that. That sounds pretty good. But in Mark chapter 12 and verse 32, the scribe answered when he heard this response. He said, the scribe said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the soul and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Oh, now that was a strange thing to hear come from a Pharisee or a scribe from that time, because that was their job, according to the old law, was to administer the burnt offerings and to accept the sacrifices from for the people's sins and to administer the sacrifices. And back then it was a strange thing to hear them even speak about that, because like I said last week, that was the way that the Pharisees ate, was when a person brought their sacrifice, the priest who killed it burnt a small portion of it, and then the rest of it was theirs to eat for the next couple of days. And so it was a strange thing to hear one of these Pharisees say that. But Jesus, when Jesus saw that, he answered discreetly. Now, he answered this very wisely. He didn't speak out. He was very wise with his words. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. Oh yeah, the priest who had been making these sacrifices and the burnt offerings and went through all the ceremonies,
like going to church every week. We go to church once a week, or twice a week, or however many times you go to church. You go in, you dress real nice, and you shake the preacher's hand, and you go through all the ceremony and all the weekly things that you do. And this is all nice and good, but I mean, that is not the kingdom of God, as many young Christians might think. Well, that's the kingdom of God to go to church once a week, or that's the kingdom of God to go and hear the sermon and to shake the preacher's hand. Oh, but I tell you, it's not far from the kingdom of God to realize that there's more to it than that. Oh, because there's more to it than that. I mean, Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, and not that we'd just go and have a ceremony and do service to God. I mean, well, even Romans 14:17, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not things of this world. It's not the ceremony like eating or like drinking something. It's not something that we do every day, or it's not a ceremony that we go through, but it's more than that. Romans 14:17 is really the key scripture to this message, what I'm talking about this morning, because it tells what the kingdom of God really is. It says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Now, that's not a ceremony that you can perform. I mean, those things are, they live through your life all the time. I mean, you can't go to church once a week and be righteous. Some people do try that. They go to church and live a saintly life on Sunday, and then they live in the world 6 days a week. But righteousness is something that we have to go through all the time. And peace is not something that we can have one day a week and then 6 days war with everybody. Peace is something we have to have at all times. And joy in the Holy Ghost is not something you get one day a week when the preacher's up there and he's preaching hard and it seems like he's going to get raptured right out of that church. No, the joy is something that we have from the Holy Ghost all the time. Now, I talked last week about living in the secret place of the Most High. And I said last week that it's not a place that you can visit, but you have to dwell there at all times. And I'm talking about the same thing. The Bible doesn't contradict itself. I mean, the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And all three of these things must come through your life for you to have the kingdom of God. Well, you say, well, how does that do that? How do I have righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost in my life at all times? Well, the first requirement is you have to be saved. You see, when I was first saved, they said that I had found the kingdom of God. But I realized that that wasn't right. I realized at that time, and God really showed me, that the kingdom of God is not something that you find when you find salvation. When you get saved and you kneel at the altar and you say the sinner's prayer and your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that is when you have to begin searching for the kingdom of God. Because when you get saved, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you know by faith that God is going to separate you and put you in with the sheep in the end time. He's going to say, "Welcome and come into my rest, thou good and faithful servant." We know by faith that we're going to be saved at that time. But you see, it's something that we have to seek for after we say that sinner's prayer: righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I wish that no young Christian would get discouraged with their walk with God because they think that everything has to change immediately in their life. It's a slow process. Think about it. We're born again, the Bible says. And there in another part in the Bible, it says that we are babes in Christ and we grow. At first, we drink the milk of the Word. We drink those simple concepts and those simple things that we have to learn as a young Christian. But then as we grow older in the Lord and we get more mature, the Bible says we begin to chew on meat and we get through some of these thick, the more deeper things in the Word, and some of the things that seem really hard to grasp at first. Oh, but I want to tell you, I want no young Christian out there to get discouraged, because righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost is something you have to seek for. And if you don't seem to have it right at the very first, just remember it's something you got to strive for and keep going after. And I want to show you, there's probably a lot of Christians that's going, "Hey, wait a minute, I thought I had the kingdom of God here." Well, let me tell you, over there in John chapter 3, starting with verse 1, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. And he asked Jesus about the kingdom of God and of what he had to do. And I'll just start reading there in John chapter 3 in verse 1. "There is a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, I want to ask a question to my fellow Christians out there. How can you, why would you seek the kingdom of God if you couldn't see it? How could you seek? How could you ever hope to find something if you were blind and you couldn't see? Well, that's really silly, to look for something and blind and you can't see it. But here, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. It's a message that needs to be preached to every Christian that's ever said a sinner's prayer, that's ever been on their knees and prayed to God. Because once they're saved, once they have their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, then our eyes are open and God has given us the ability to seek the kingdom of God. It's something that every Christian must do, and I hope that no Christian out there is discouraged because they don't find this righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost very soon and very quickly, because it is a slow process and it comes over time. I mean, that's why the church was set up, was for the perfecting of the saints, that we would have this, we would develop this righteousness in our life, the desire to be righteous would come into our life, and that slowly we would see just an everlasting joy in our lives. That's the joy in the Holy Ghost. Well, it looks like I'm getting close to the end of the broadcast, so let me make a few announcements here. You're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. They're the ones that's sponsoring this broadcast. And this week, we will be having the Wednesday night service, as usual, at 7 o'clock. But the regular Sunday night, the regular Sunday morning and Sunday night services have been canceled this week because there will be a special singing service that afternoon from 3 o'clock to 5:30. The Pendergrass Singers have asked the church to host their anniversary. And in case you've never heard of them, they're a black gospel group that got their start in the very same building 28 years ago. Oh, boy. So after Sunday morning service at your home church and after you go out to eat lunch or whatever you do, you're certainly more than welcome to come and enjoy some of the best gospel singing you're likely to hear anywhere around here. And don't forget, that service will be tomorrow, that's Sunday afternoon, from 3 o'clock to 5:30. Now we're going to go off the air today playing one of the Pendergrass Singers' songs. It's entitled, If You Find Anything That's Better Than Jesus, You Can Have It. So until next time, keep in mind John chapter 4 and verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Truth Broadcasts. sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spake, 105 Old Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748.
Sharing the old, old story in the old-time way. WBBX.